Lecture 14, Three Zionist Visions.
We've been speaking about in the previous lecture that paradox between being both old and new with respect to what Zionism was. Let me repeat that paradox and suggest two others as well by way of introducing our foray into Zionist thought. Paradoxical in the sense of being part and parcel of a Jewish tradition which yearned to return to its homeland, perhaps not actively. There's a whole debate among historians to what extent this was active or passive. But clearly, if one looks in the liturgy, if one looks in Jewish writing, if one looks in rabbinic writing, there is a strong passion that the centrality of Jewish life is in Palestine. Whether you are absent from it or not, whether you are there or not, the land of Israel is still central. Judaism is defined not only by faith and by law, but also by land. At the same time, Zionism could not have arisen simply because of this yearning. If so, it would have happened in a different period. And therefore, it is right to suggest that Zionism is also a post-emancipatory phenomenon. Namely, it arose as a 19th century nationalism like other nationalisms. In other words, both the new and the old, this dialectic, so to speak, creates the passion which leads to the Zionist movement. But there is another paradox or contradiction or dialectic that we could also speak about. On the one hand, Zionist thinkers from their inception wanted to create the normal conditions of Jewish life in the land of Israel. The problem as they saw it was anti-Semitism existed because Jews were living an abnormal life. They were parasitical. They were part of other people's nations and cultures. Create your own culture and you will become normal. Normalcy, therefore, becomes the ideal of the Zionist dream. For some. For others, however, Zionism, as we have already said in the previous lecture, is to create a new religious, social, cultural identity. Zionism is not only to save Jews from anti-Semitism, it is to create a new, rejuvenated Jewish culture. Zionism can assert the idea of the Jews being a chosen people and contributing as a country among other countries to a new world civilization. Zionism is part of the Messianic dream. Through the statehood, through the agency of statehood, Jews will contribute to humanity as a whole. That is also part of the Zionist dream. In other words, to be normal on the one hand, but also to be abnormal. To be like everybody else, to be unique among the nations, a special nation, which of course comes ultimately from biblical theology. Again, Zionists were of two minds here. On the one hand, they want to be like everybody else. On the other hand, they thought of Zionism to be conjoined with the Jewish messianic idea of building the good society, of building the good world. And therefore, the Jewish state was not to be just another nation, it was to be a very, very special nation. So there's another contradiction or dialectic or paradox. A third. There are two major themes in the history of Zionist thought which are predominant. The first theme is the theme of the Jew as a builder, the builder of the great society. This is directly connected to what I've just said about the messianic passion. Jews believed, whether they came of a socialist bent to create the kibbutz, this collective settlements that were part and parcel of that messianic dream, or to build the good society in the city or wherever, or to build a good religious society. To build, Judaism was to be rebuilt, to be retransformed, to be transformed into something better. And therefore, the notion of building up Jewish culture was at the very heart of the Zionist enterprise. But there is a second theme. Sometimes complementary, but sometimes perhaps pushing us in a different direction and creating a certain tension. The new image of the Jew is not only the builder, it is the Jew as the fighter, as the Jew as the defender.